inside their head, they've got a message that says to whoever is watching that they are saying they destroy ETOS physically. And we said that this is against the ICASA regulations, which prohibits any advertising that incites people to violence or any criminal activity. And that is why, in the main, we said we are not going to be able to do that.
Some people are saying that the SABC cannot arbitrarily take that decision because if it does, it is infringing of the freedom of speech or right of the EFF party as enshrined in South Africa's constitution. What do you say to that?
Those people are very wrong because the regulations, there are regulations that are not even SABC regulations that are governing the political advertising during the election period. And these are the regulations that have been agreed to by all the parties. Because in South Africa, you are not allowed. You might have freedom of expression, but you are not allowed to then use it to incite people to fight each other because that is not acceptable. Or you cannot use advertising to incite people to do a criminal activity. Because if you are saying to people that you must go and root out the ETOL gantries, you are basically saying they must go and do a criminal activity. And that is not acceptable in terms of the regulations. But besides that, the IEC Act or Electoral Act indicates that kind of behavior between the parties is not acceptable. That is why you will never find advertisements in the political sphere that says to people, go and attack that party's people because we don't like them or something like that. Those things are prohibited. Therefore, this is not the SABC taking an arbitrary decision. It's the SABC implementing the regulations that have been signed. Moreover, all the parties have signed the code of conduct for the election. And in the code of conduct, it is specified clearly that you should not be found in a situation where you're inciting violence or any criminal activity.
The leader of the EFF, Malema, is accusing the SABC, and this is the quote. He said, once you suppress the people contesting elections, it means you are not ready to give us free and fair elections because unfair coverage leads to unfair elections. And he attributed this to the same apartheid system used to discredit or not use the messages of the ANC. What is your response to that?
I don't see how the ANC can be involved in this. They know the rules. They decided to put words like that in an advert, and we are applying the rules. Therefore, this has got nothing to do with suppressing anything. We are not running an election. All we are doing is to give airtime for political parties to advertise and woo the people to follow them and vote for them. Therefore, they've got all the right to do the advert that says people must vote for them, but they mustn't say to them they must do a criminal activity because that is not acceptable. And we have said to them in the letter that if they can make the changes and make sure that they still use the space that we have given to them, and by the way, it was given free of charge to them because we want to espouse a democracy and make sure that the people of South Africa hear about all the parties. Therefore, if they are not prepared to change the message that they know personally, because you must tell me what that means. Because there's no any other interpretation. If you write a message that says, destroy ETOLs physically, what do you mean?
The EFF has said that it will be launching an appeal to the Independent Communication Authority of South Africa, which is ICASA, to complain about your decision to not, the SABC's decision not to air its advert ahead of the elections. What is the stance of SABC on this?
No, what they are doing is the obvious process. Because, like I said in the beginning, the regulations we are using are ICASA regulations. That is why the only obvious thing, if they are not happy, is to then approach ICASA, because ICASA is the custodian of those regulations, and they will be the final arbiter in this matter and decide what the issues will be. And I think it's a good idea that they went to ICASA, because that's the only place they should go to.